Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the weekly Art and Culture programme. Each week we take a look at new additions to the ever-growing cultural landscape of the region. From art exhibitions to musical performances, dance publications, books, events, films and much, much more. Well, we start the show this week with design and welcome Guillaume Quiry, who is the director of La Galerie Nationale, recently opened in Al Circle Avenue. Exceptional, unique and rare is how Guillaume described the vintage furniture on sale at the gallery. And they specialise in original, discontinued art furniture from the 1930s and 1970s, little of which still exists. So I'm really looking forward to having a chat with Guillaume all about the gallery. Well, coming up also in the first hour, around 12:30, we move from art to photography with Moussa Alabar from the Ara Gallery. She's going to be giving details of the competition they have currently running to give one Emirati artist the chance to display their artwork on a featured wall at the top in the Burj Khalifa. It's a fantastic opportunity to have their work seen by, gosh, I suppose millions, really. But you have until the 15th of July. It is still open. There is still time for you to submit your photographs. I'll leave it with Moussa to give us all the details. And then around 12:45, I spoke this morning with Alison Gere, who's playing Grisabella in the musical Cats. It starts tomorrow over at Ducktack and runs through till the 14th of July. It is, of course, one of the best and most loved musicals of all time. And it is, in fact, also the longest running musical in the history of British theatre. And it is, so it's got an incredible reputation. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course, is the musical director behind it. Well, I spoke with Alison, as I said earlier, and she gave details of the show. She also talked a little bit about her work as a critically acclaimed cabaret performer who's travelled the world, presenting her various one-woman shows. She has two albums out, working on the third. She's worked as a session artist, providing backing vocals for the likes of Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue, and much, much, much more. So it was really wonderful to have a chat with her and find out a little bit more about her work with Cats. That is also coming up in the first hour. And then, of course, moving into the second hour, we talk all about books and we welcome back the original book guru. That's Matthew Cowdery, who is Middle East Sales Manager for Hachette. He's back with more great reading recommendations for you. And we also have an interview around 1:30 with author Jake Arnott, who's best known for his trilogy of crime novels. He has a number of books out already. We'll get all the details from Matt. That's our lineup for today's programme. If at any point during the programme you would like to join us, join in the conversation with any questions at all for any of my guests, please feel free to do so. And the number you can text in on is 4001. Well, let me welcome now my first guest to the programme. It's a pleasure to say hello to Guillaume Quiry, who is the director of La Galerie Nationale. Good afternoon to Guillaume.
Good afternoon.
It's great to have you on the programme. Now, talk to us a little bit, first of all, about La Galerie Nationale, recently opened, as you said, in Al Circle Avenue. Tell us, first of all, I said it's about vintage design furniture and objects. What do you mean by vintage?
Oh, Symbian, you asked a very good question. Because I think if you have 1,000 professionals in front of you, you will have 1,000 different definitions of
really?
Vintage.
Okay.
Vintage, this is the modern term when you don't say antique. You don't want to say antique, you say vintage. Antiques is over the past one century.
Okay.
But vintage, this is the new generation of the antiques and design art furnitures.
Right.
And this is a new generation of the designer. Often we're talking about that after the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about vintage, usually when you have an item who is not edited, is stopped to be edited by the manufacturer, and there is not a lot of quantity of the item.
Right.
And offer, alas, the designer is passed off, is dead.
Okay.
So you have no chance to find a new item, a new products of the designer. We are talking about vintage also when you are talking about a spirit, a soul of vintage, because this we try to to promote in the case of the Galerie Nationale, very specific item, very easy to identify item about the period. Mm-hmm. The period, as you said in the introduction, from the 40s till maximum the end of the 70s. Okay. Right now.
All right.
But you have to know the 18 item and pieces manufactured at this time will be vintage. Very soon period, perhaps in 2, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, you don't know.
So anything that could possibly have been made in the 90s could be described
could be.
If it's limited edition,
it's limited edition, not because they see the wish of the designer. It's limited edition because at this time there is no big factory to produce.
Mm-hmm.
When the 40s and 50s, the designer works, it was 99% of the case for a private villa, for a private company, for a private cinema, I don't know. And after it was finished, after they recreate, they reinvent totally the design they will do for the next customer.
So they were mostly kind of site-specific for a particular house, as you said, for a particular person, rather than mass-produced.
Correct.
So very bespoke, handcrafted, most of it.
Yeah, correct. Pieces. So to give you an example, and this is a designer I know, and everybody knows him, this is a designer like Philippe Starck.
Mm-hmm.
He have an international production. So I think now the famous chair named Ghost.
Chair. Yes.
Everybody knows him. Everybody sit minimum once time in a restaurant, in a lounge, I don't know where, in America, in France, here in Dubai, of course. This piece will never be vintage because there's too much piece in the world.
So even the originals?
Even its original. Okay. Yes, good question. Except if this is the first...
Okay.
Two, edition. First, three, yeah. Four, five first chairs edited by Philippe Starck.
Yeah.
Because that one will be, we will say it will be the birth of this edition.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a little bit fanatic sometimes when we decide to declare a piece vintage or not vintage.
Mm.
But in fact, you have to be cool. There is no rule.
Right.
I don't know you because you're very young, but my time, I'm vintage. I was born in the 60s, so of course I'm vintage.
And there's only one of you.
But I'm not sure I'm fashion. You see the difference?
But I'd like to know, I mean, design is quite new to the region, isn't it? We had the fantastic Design Days Dubai, of course, earlier this year, which brought it to the forefront, I think, a little bit more so. And hopefully we'll have more design fair, another design fair next year. But why now? Why did you decide to bring La Galerie Nationale to Dubai and to Al Sokol Avenue now?
Yeah, in fact, you have to know, for the Galerie Nationale, we are working directly or indirectly with the Middle East in general since 2005-2006. But I don't know why we thought it was not the good period to open the gallery here. We work directly with connoisseur or with collector at this time, but for the professional, for the item and design we propose, it was very hard. We have no time, in fact, to explain the story and the history of the item and the pieces and the furnitures we promote. It was a crazy period, 2006, you remember this period, 2006, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps, and you have to take care of what I'm going to say, perhaps the problem, the economic problem in the world in 8 and 9, make a small break to this euphoric period.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came back after in 2010, we say, yes, okay, perhaps now we will have time to open the gallery because we will have time to make formation, to fair information, to make training. We need time. We need time for the local people in Middle East in general, and of course in Dubai. We need time to explain why this piece is particular, why this piece is exceptional, why this piece is very interesting for everybody. And sometimes why these pins could be in the second step a very good invest. We have to talk about that. We are talking about art. And yeah. Art, we have a very specific and identified piece. This is art, and this is exactly the same market than art.
Well, it's very interesting you should say that, and I think perhaps it hasn't necessarily been seen as such. And I can't say for the rest of the world, obviously you've been working for over 20 years in your Paris-based Galerie Nationale, but possibly in this part of the world. And, you know, not necessarily possibly seen as an investment, as a piece of art could be. It's becoming more so, and I think people are, for example, you know, people will spend X on amount on a painting. It'll sit on the wall and will be looked at possibly quite rarely. Whereas if you buy a piece of furniture, you can use it, you can sit on it, you can eat at it, you can enjoy that piece in a very different way, can't you? Do you think, though, that the market has changed and is now looking at design in a different way and looking at it as a possible investment in this part of the world and possibly globally as well? Is there a shift in the mindset of looking at design?
Yes. The market changed everywhere in the world. Of course, the first place where we saw and we constat the changement, it was in Europe. Mm. But you have to know in the art furniture market, this is with a little bit later, exactly in the contemporary art. You have to know in the art furniture, we have a Picasso. We have the designer like Le Corbusier. Everybody knows Le Corbusier, Charlotte Perriand, like Jean Royer. The first time I bought a piece of Jean Royer, it was in the beginning in the 80s, I couldn't get it for perhaps 500 dirham. Now, to have a sofa of Jean Royer, this is minimum $1 million US dollar.
Gosh.
So this is, we have also the pieces, we have the Guernica, the painting Guernica, yes, for Picasso, we have it. Mm. And so this is exactly the same now. So we are not...
So it's not, it's not as difficult.
It's an argument. Right. It's an argument because we know... To discover the design in the first time, I always say in the first time, please, you have to like it.
You have to live with it.
And the second time, perhaps you need it, because in the opposite of a painting, what the item have keep the functionality. A sofa keep a sofa, and I'm sure keep a sofa. And table is always a table. A lamp is always a lamp. So we have a functionality. So this is a mix between the design, between the art, between the decoration. It's very strange and very particular to our market. But if we want to talk about investment, we can prove. Mm. I don't know if it's good or bad. I never know about that. But for us, it's always the same problem. Now, when we found a nice piece, we bought it at a very expensive price.
So definitely the market is changing then, and it is growing.
Yes, it's changing. And now, slowly, this is the same in Middle East.
Right, as well.
But if we have, after this is like in painting and photographer market, of course we have the Picasso, we have the Dali, we have Monet, we have all the same spirit of investment. But take care, there is always nice pieces with a very normal price. And after this is the market will do the rest to know if we'd be an invest. But 90% of the item we showcase in the gallery are invest. But right. We came here in Dubai with a middle level of this market. We don't want, because this is a part of the formation, we don't want to start immediately but very expensive item, because as I told, this is a long process to understand first the design, second the designer, third the author, the spirit, the soul, etc. of this market, and after you will see. And this is the in France we said the cherry and the cake.
Yeah, you say that as well. The cherry and the cake.
The cherry and the cake. You will see. Good luck. Yeah. It's also a good invest.
Yeah, we must take a quick break. Yeah, we've got lots more questions for you. Do stay with us. 4001 is the text message number if you'd like to join in the show today. I'm talking with Guillaume Curie, who is the director of La Galerie Nationale, located in Al Circle Avenue. More to come after this.